This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. A group of teens in Akron is building a theater troupe from the ground up. The goal of the company is to provide a safe space for young people in the LGBT community. On this week's State of the Arts, I visit with members of Q Theater to see how their ensemble is coming together. A half dozen 14 to 17-year-old actors are running in place inside the dimly lit Balch Street Theater in Akron. They're warming up for one of the group's first rehearsals. Then, all of a sudden, they take off, shooting across creaky wooden floors, changing direction at random.
Relax your arms.
Rosalind Gentner calls herself a peer leader. She's directing the exercise. She says this is a different kind of theater group.
Which means we are working with youth from the LGBTQ community. We handpicked and we are working together to discover what it is to create theater in this community.
Gentner says Q works as an ensemble.
It's a little bit more alternative to a traditional method acting kind of approach. So we're working full body, full tools, you know, your whole creative energy, not just emotionally pushing or something like that.
Gentner says the opening exercises, which includes one where the group pretends to hurl balls of energy at one another, are helping these teens become more comfortable in their own skin.
I'm Carter, and I'm 16 years old. So Q Theater is a brand new initiative to employ youth, teach them skills to employ them in the future in theater, and to kind of get the word out for other people that don't have a voice that are queer.
The ensemble is a mix of teens who are just acting for fun and others who want to turn it into a career.
I'm Wayne and I'm 17. I hope to make it to Broadway one day and star in Kinky Boots as Lola.
He says Q is unlike any ensemble he's ever been a part of.
So for me to be somewhere where there are people who are just like me is really special to me.
Even though there are adult mentors helping to guide these teens, it's up to the actors to build Q's productions from conception to stage. Again, Rosalind Gentner.
It's about them, the youth, and their ability to be given the tools to create and to work with themselves on their own identity, which we're all doing. I'm still doing as a 28-year-old woman.
Right now, the ensemble is working on a short spoken word piece as its first performance to debut at the Akron Pride Festival later this month. But there's no script to study, no lines to memorize just yet. They're getting to know each other. Gentner says that's how this ensemble method of acting works.
That's one of the beautiful things about this, is usually when you go into a situation where you're creating a piece, you might have an idea of what your script is going to be.
But
here, our sources are ourselves, our experiences, the youth.
But previous acting experience isn't a prerequisite to be part of Q.
I'm Jackson. I'm 14. I originally joined with the intent to do visual art because that's what I enjoy the most, is painting mostly. But I've found that I actually really like acting.
The organizers of Q Theater spread the word about auditions through social media and local LGBT groups. 35 actors auditioned, 6 were chosen, and they're getting paid. But for ensemble members like 16-year-old Carter, it's more than just a job.
Being able to be out with these people honestly broadened my ability to work with my body and my ability to work as an actor, because I can be completely open with myself, and I feel like that's really what acting is about.
The debut spoken word piece is just the first step for Q. The ensemble will meet monthly throughout the school year. Over that time, they will craft a full-length production to be presented next summer. With this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.